It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business. This is a podcast about the mid-Michigan business owners, entrepreneurs, people that are hustling and getting things done. This is your co-host, Amy Zander with ZD Media, and I'm here with Lisa. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Amy. How are you today?
Good, good. Out there hustling, having adventures, doing the thing, you know?
Absolutely. I get it. I love it.
Yeah.
I am super excited about our guest today, and I know you generally share the same excitement. So when we're ready, I am looking forward to introducing her.
Yeah, go ahead. Who we got?
Fabulous. So today we have Lynn with Mother and Earth. I had the opportunity, Lynn, of hearing you speak, oh my goodness, probably 4 years ago for the National Association of Career Women.
And oh my gosh.
I know, right? Right. You were actually in a whole different location at that time. And
yes.
When Amy and we started handing out flyers to come and be on our show, we're thrilled to have you here. So welcome. How are you today, Lynn?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. Yes. Lynn Ross. I am the boss mama at Mother and Earth Baby Boutique and Toy Shop. So yeah, a little bit different role since I saw you last, because we have since moved and expanded beyond our move. And so it's been wonderful and so excited to continue growing in the greater Lansing community.
Fantastic. So what you said, that there's toys and mothering supplies. Tell us a little bit more about what your store holds.
Yeah, so we started out as a cloth diaper store because I decided to start cloth diapering when I lost my job when I was pregnant with my first son. And so started out as a cloth diaper store. We have grown now into a 3,000 square foot space. We've got toys and skincare and all kinds of essentials for pregnancy and delivery and all of that good stuff. We also have books and games and gear. My staff is full of car seat techs, so we're certified car seat installers. And we carry strollers and all kinds of different stuff that you just don't find in the area. And so it's really exciting to bring new things to the community.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the car seat techs. What does that entail?
We actually go to a training. It's a 4-day training where we go learn about all kinds of different vehicles and seat belts and car seats, and then how they all fit together to, you know, work to their best capacity to protect a child in case of an accident.
I love that you provide those services. Car seats weren't a thing when I had my first child, right?
Yeah.
Although I had one, but as the kids grow, now there's the grandkids, it's like, how do you buckle this in? I don't get it.
Yes. There's so much information to learn when you're, you know, expecting and you have this little one to take care of, and it's like a whole new world. And I remember being in the hospital with my first and just like, I took all the classes and how did I not feel comfortable buckling this child into this seat? And so I asked the nurse and she was like, I can't help you because of liability. And I was like, all right, but you're letting me leave with this tiny human that I'm supposed to keep alive. Like, I don't understand this. And so when I started my store, that was something that I never wanted a parent to leave the hospital feeling like. And so this is something that we offer to the community. We want to, you know, share the education that we have with fellow parents so that they don't have to feel like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's an amazing service and another reason to stop by your lovely store.
Thank you.
So you said you started your store because you started with cloth diapers when you had your first child. Do you still sell cloth diapers?
We do. It's a very small percentage of our store now. Probably, I don't know, like 5% of our inventory.
I love it. That was one of the things. I too used cloth diapers for my first one. And I really didn't know how to put it on. You know, you said you started with the cloth diaper service. Why do you continue to run this store? What is it about what you offer that makes you get up every morning and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do?
You know, I started my business to start a business. Like I wasn't like a doll, little doll girl when I was young. Like I didn't want to play hot. Like I wanted to play like, where's my briefcase and my credit cards and my planner, you know? And so I was born to be an entrepreneur. And so I started the store to start a store, you know, and the community and the customers and my team and like, it just all like came together. And it's just, it's so energizing to share our knowledge and join in on the excitement of family celebrations, birthdays and births. And it's just, it's so exciting to be a part of watching our community grow and expand and to be a wealth of knowledge or like even a conduit between other community services that are available that we can help connect people. And so I love it. I get my energy from my team and my customers and my community. And so that is why I get up every morning to do it. I absolutely love my job and I am so grateful for the opportunity to do it.
You can tell in the way that you talk about it and your smile on your face, and that's great. So besides the selling the items in your store, you hold a lot of events there too, correct?
When we moved to our first location, one stipulation I had is we have to have a place for people to gather. And so we've had music classes from pretty much day one. We have a music teacher come in. In fact, there's a music class going on in our basement right now, so I can hear the little ukulele under there. But yes, we have all kinds of classes. We do introduction to cloth diapering. We teach people about baby carriers. We do gift registry classes, talk about what to register for, how to pick your car seat. We do all kinds of other community activities. We just did a Touch a Truck event with the church across the street. They were so gracious to let us use their parking lot to do that event. So we do all kinds of stuff to be involved. And of course, just being in Old Town, there's so many things that go on here that it's really nice to be a part of that. Like Chocolate Walk is one of my favorite things to be a part of as well.
Share with us a little bit about your team. How do you identify some of your team members?
My team is mainly customers, actually. So we have customers that come in here and they're like, you know, I want to quit my job. I'm having my second baby and I want to quit my full-time job. And I just want to have something, you know, some supplemental income for extracurricular activities or whatever. And so that's how a lot of people join our team. We have other people that just want to be a part of something bigger than, you know, a 9-to-5 job where they're just punching a clock. And so we have an amazing team of moms that work for us. I have one that works exclusively from home that does our website work. She used to be in the store all full time until the pandemic happened and she lost her childcare. And so she's kind of created a job for herself, but because of the pandemic, you know, we needed that online shopping option and somebody to really reach out digitally, and she's fantastic at it. So we've got her, Mama Melissa, and then we have, you know, other moms that work in the store, and they're so good with working with each other and understanding like things come up, kids get sick, you know, there's a field trip or whatever. And so they all work with each other. We also allow babies to be here in the store. So we currently have two little shop babies and one on the way. And so it's so wonderful to have them in the store because they're always dressed up in Mother and Earth fashion or rolling around in a Mother and Earth stroller and just showing off the products. So it just adds another level of fun and excitement to the store.
That was one of the things that I had remembered the most about when I heard you speak, was that a lot of your employees were moms. And I know right now we're in an era where there is a ton of struggle with childcare. So with you allowing your employees to bring their kids to the workplace, is there any certification? Is there any liability? Is there anything that you had to do extra to ensure that it was okay that they were in that space?
We typically request that the kids be, we call it babies in arms, which are kids that are young enough to, you know, be in a carrier so that they're not strolling around, but, or in a stroller. And so, no, I mean, there's other stores that do what we do as well. Like, I understand how it's difficult because I feel like some people might come in and look at it from the outside and say, like, how can they get their work done when their kids are here? And I can understand that too, because I used to bring my kids as well. But, you know, the thing is like, I just had one of our mamas was like, I am so grateful. Like, my daughter just rolled over for the first time and I got to see it happen because she's here at work with me. It's something that allows them to be their best at work and not miss out on, you know, some of those moments. And then there's other moms that are just like, I want to come to work to, like, this is my time away from my children. But everybody's different. And so I just love that we are able to offer that, you know, that flexibility, and our customers watch these kids grow up too. And so it's just a really nice opportunity.
Yeah. I think that whether you bring your child to work or you go to work to have a break from your child, regardless, if people would just think about how much moms and dads get done at home, also having children at home, you know, mm-hmm. the housework, the cooking, the cleaning, the everything, I don't think there would be any argument about being able to get stuff done at work too, if right. they would stop and think about it for a second. And especially through the pandemic, where so many people were working from home, their kids were at school at home and all that stuff, and we all had to figure that out. So yeah, I would say if anyone just stopped for 2 seconds and thought about it, we can get stuff done when our kids are around.
Yeah. We had somebody come in last night with her 11-month-old, and we have one of our little shop babies is 10 months old, and they just play together for like the longest time. And the mom that was our customer coming in, she said he's never played with somebody his own age.
Oh, wow. What a great opportunity that you provided for that mom and her little one. That's great. You know, you talked about something that we always ask for advice in the show, yet you brought up something that I experience with other women, and that's the fact that you have a family and a career. Yes, you opened your own business, but you get to have that briefcase. You get to have some of that opportunity. What were some of the things that were very instrumental in you being able to achieve that?
I had a lot of support. I had a lot of support. And I feel like I wasn't afraid to ask people questions and learn from them and be very open. I think sometimes people think that they have to do it on their own, and that's not the case. Like, there are so many people out there that have information to share and will make your life so much easier, not just in business, but all capacities. Like, don't be afraid to ask for help and just embrace what somebody else has to say. It might not be everything. You might just take 2% of what they said and apply it to your business and apply it to your life. And it's like, it's life changing. So, and then the support of my family, of course, you know, it's hard starting your own business. Like, my sister-in-law and I are actually the ones that started it. We started it because we wanted to set our own hours. And it got so intense at one point that she was like, this is not why I wanted to do this. Like, I'm going to step back. And I was like, okay. So, but I love it. And I love what I get to show my kids too. Like, I see their entrepreneurial spirit come out, and it's exciting. And I know that there's things that I've missed out on from building my business, but I feel like I'm in such a place now where because I put in that time, I can now take the time to step back and not work so hard. Like, I get my stuff done. I have, you know, processes in place where my team takes care of things, and I can enjoy my kids still while they're young, you know? And so, yeah, it's been a journey, but I'm so grateful for everything I've learned along the way and all the support that I've had as well.
Yeah, you brought up a good point that we've talked about several times on the show before, is that owning a business is hard and starting a business is hard. And there is that, I don't know, unwritten kind of thing where once you're like, oh, I'm a business owner, then people just assume you know everything. You know everything that you're doing. You know what you're doing and you know how to get everything done. And sometimes you don't want to admit, or it's hard to admit, oh, I'm really not great at bookkeeping, or I'm not great at whatever, and I do need help with this. And so I just appreciate that you said that and you brought it up again, you know, again for our listeners, because we're all in this together and we just, you know, big secret revealed, we don't all know what we're doing all the time, even if we own a Absolutely. Business. So yeah, and having that support system too. So
I hired a business coach, and unfortunately it was not the right business coach, and I almost went under because of it. And I was terrified to do it again, but I also knew that I needed help. And so I did end up hiring another business coach, and it was perfect timing. You know, it was really perfect timing. And I'm so glad that I did it. And I'm so glad I took the risk and spent the money on it. And like, she saved my business. She turned everything around. And so I cannot stress enough to find those professionals, but do your due diligence and research. And yeah, it means a lot to have those people on your team.
We know we had a pandemic. Everybody knows we had a pandemic, and we're still feeling some of the effects from it. Yet aside from that, was there ever an opportunity or a time before that you thought this isn't worth it? Like your sister-in-law putting in all that time isn't what she signed up for. Was there ever a time that you felt like possibly throwing in the towel?
So I had just hired my business coach. This was in the end of 2018, the one I currently have. I hired her. I was hustling, trying to, you know, put into effect everything that she had me working on. And then we had that giant like snowstorm where there was like city emergency and, you know, you couldn't park on the streets. And then I had quite a health crisis in January of 2019, where I couldn't physically be awake all day. Like I struggled to work. I just thought, you know, maybe it was too late. Maybe it's too late. I hired my coach too late. This weather, my health, like it's not worth it. You know, she said, close for the week. The weather sucks. Like you're not losing much. Like take a week, sleep, rest. You know, we'll talk about it in next week. And so I did, and it worked out. So, but yeah, I mean, there's those times. I think there's a lot of self-sabotage and self-doubt in there that come up when you start your own business. It is not full steam ahead. Like we're going to make this happen and everything's great. And like, we're going to overcome everything. It is like, what am I doing? This all happened by accident. I didn't have anything to do with this. It just all like organically happened. It wasn't because of me, you know, like I'm not capable of making this happen. And so I've dealt with a lot of that along the way, because you have all these people that are like telling you like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful what you've built. And it's like, it's hard to take credit for that and actually like step back and look at like, wow, like we really did do this. Like I didn't do it alone, but like it wouldn't have happened without me. And to give yourself credit for that, like that's amazing. So yeah, there have been some of those times, but that one time in 2019 definitely stood out to me. But I'm so grateful that all of that happened then, because we were prepared for the pandemic. Like we were able to pivot, we were able to grow. Like we moved in the middle of the pandemic and doubled our space. And then we expanded again last September. And so, you know, if it wasn't for those hard times that we faced and overcame, we wouldn't have been ready to handle, we might not have been ready to handle something like the pandemic and being able to grow and thrive through it.
I'm glad in that conversation that you started off saying, I didn't do this and I didn't make this. And then, you know, at the end you're like, but it wouldn't have happened without me. And you're absolutely right. The business would not have happened without you. I mean, yeah, of course you have your team and the people that helped you and things that happened at the right time and things like that. But you know, don't sell yourself short. It happened because of you. You had the vision, you had the drive, you had the late nights and the early mornings and the cries and the struggles. And and we do have to do that once in a while. We have to take a step back and be like, look what I did. Look what I made. Right. Yeah. So I'm glad you came around in that conversation that you were saying. You kind of talked yourself into being, well, yeah, I did do this. So, right. And you did, you have a beautiful, wonderful store in space.
Thank you.
When you're in some of those self-doubt, right, and self-sabotage, like you were saying, areas, is there something that you tell yourself? Is there a quote that you navigate towards? How do you pull yourself out of that?
Well, I do have a really good friend that I run to in those cases that does not allow me to talk about myself like that. So I think that those people are really important to have in your life that don't let you spiral down, and that you're willing to call and say, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I just want to cry. I feel like I can't get any, you know, I can't do this, or, you know, whatever. But I am a big believer in like affirmations. In my bedroom, I have them written on my mirror. They are on my phone. When I open up my phone, it's stopping the negative self-talk and like adding in those positive things. So I feel like it's so important to add in that positive self-talk. You know, like telling yourself to stop doing something is a lot more difficult than like adding in the good. Same with like dieting, you know, it's like, I can't eat this and I can't eat that and I can't eat that. No. You know what? I'm going to eat a bag of carrots today. That's what I'm going to add in. And then by eating that bag of carrots, you're not, you know, like, so it's just helpful to add in that good positive self-talk as the day goes on, because then it becomes a habit. And so I also think looking at my kids and seeing what they go through, the older they're getting and like how kids talk about each other or talk about themselves. It's like, we have such an important role in our kids' lives to talk to ourselves the way that we want them to talk to themselves. And so I take that very seriously. So my son actually said to me the other day, he's like, Mom, I don't really understand. Like, you always talk really good about yourself, but it doesn't sound like conceited. You don't think you're better than other people. And I was like, that's the thing. Like when you're younger, like you feel like if you talk good about yourself, that Johnny can't be good as well. Like I can be good and Lisa can be good and Amy can be good. Like, you know, we can all be amazing. There's enough amazingness to go around for everybody. There doesn't have to be, you know, there's no balance of like, you know, this person has to do bad in order for me to do better. Like I'm doing good for myself. I'm not doing good to be better than somebody else. And so, yeah, I think that's a really important thing because we just grow up in this world of like competition, like you have to win, but you can win without having somebody else be a loser, you know?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to learn, I think. I don't know what, like, not sure at what age kids kind of come around to that. Sounds like your son may have a jump on that. And there's some adults that never learn that, right? Yeah. So, but it's having the abundance mindset versus the scarcity mindset has a lot to do with it.
Absolutely, yep.
Well, good job, Mama. Teaching him right. And a good example.
I love that you are reflecting on your kids and the lessons that you want them to learn, and being that role model for them is huge. And even giving the opportunity for some of your employees that, you know, are moms that have the same leadership that you're demonstrating with your kids to demonstrate to theirs. So it's this whole trickle-down effect that we're in desperate need of. So good job.
Thank you. Good.
Are you currently reading anything or listening to anything that brings you inspiration?
I listen to a lot. Sometimes I get information overload. I listen to so much. I'm rereading Think and Grow Rich right now. There's a couple of manifestation podcasts that I listen to. So there's one called It's Effing Spiritual. It's full of colorful words, but I love it. And I love the energy that it gives me. There's a few other, but it just depends on what I'm going through and what I need to hear. So like when I had my health issues, I listened to podcasts or books on tape about people having health miracles. Like that's what I listened to because it does happen. And so, you know, same with the manifestation podcast. It's like people go from rags to riches all the time. You hear those stories all of the time. And so why not you? You know, why can't you take this and grow? Why can't something incredibly amazing happen and change your life or change your business or, you know, so that's the kind of stuff I listen to.
Is there anything that we haven't asked you or that you want to tell our listeners before we wrap up? I know. Tell people where they can find you in person and online.
Okay, cool. All right. So Mothern Earth Baby Boutique and Toy Shop is in Old Town on the corner of East Cesar Chavez Avenue and Washington Avenue between like October Moon and Elderly Instruments. And online, you can find me at Mother and Earth on Instagram, as well as Facebook and TikTok and YouTube.
And you have a website because you sell stuff online, right?
We do. Yes. Motherandearth.com.
Okay. And of course, for our listeners, we'll have the links to all of that in the show notes for this episode.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it has been a pleasure to have you, another mama, on our show. And it's been great to hear about your store. I just love the fact that you're expanding and growing and you create this amazing culture for people to work and come visit your store. And we just wish you the best of luck. And I'm excited to see you out and about in another networking event or something like that.
Sounds great, Amy. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I loved listening to your story and also providing that aspiration for other women that want to have a career and a family. So thank you so much, Lynn. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Lynn with Mother Earth Baby Boutique. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please also visit Zedia Media and sign up for a spot. Have a great adventure today and make it a good one.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's ZEEDIAMEDIA.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.